Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here again from the Transforming Bodies podcast, soon to be Aesthetics Uncensored. So pretty excited. So today I'm actually I'm being joined by Dr. Wayne Young. Now, Dr. Young is a cosmetic physician who is based in Sydney, and he practices all day and every day on cosmetic procedures on his patients. So today we're going to be talking specifically about the InMode's AccuTite and FaceTite and BodyTite, which he actually has in his clinic. So welcome, Dr. Young.
Thank you very much, Trish. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So tell us, how you've had the BodyTite and the FaceTite in your clinic for how long?
I think it's been about 4 months.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of results are you seeing? Like, because I've just heard raving reviews, like people are loving it, and I want to know why.
You know, the interesting thing about procedure and the platform is that you can treat so many different areas and different pathologies that bother patients, and certainly that's one of the major benefits, that you are able to give your patients a wider range of treatments, and certainly the results can speak for themselves. Again, like any procedure, and surgical, non-surgical, there are very varying results and responses to whatever technology or procedure or surgical procedure. So what I've seen is at least 20 to 30% skin tightening and skin contracture in my patients. And certainly in some of them with a short time frame post treatment. So the one thing I think about this technology, this radio frequency assisted lipocoagulation with InMode, is you probably need to wait at least 3 months. So there is this lag phase, which is something that the patients need to be informed about, and certainly the new practitioners who are taking this technology on board need to be aware of.
So basically, if we go back a couple of steps, so say for example, like me at my age, I'm like, yeah, I really need a neck lift, but realistically, there's probably no way that I would probably actually do that. But I've seen some phenomenal results for people using in not having surgery and actually having like that little area under there, the under the chin, the skin tighten and fat removed. So that's kind of what this does.
Exactly. And it's it allows patients who fall into this newish term, but it's probably, you know, the term's probably been around for a while, but it's a very apt term for a subset of patients called the gap patients, the patients who are kind of too young or not really ready for a lower face lift, neck lift, and they don't want to have all that downtime from surgery, the scars, the significant cost of that, but they're happy for something else. And there wasn't really anything that would right now give us as good a result as something which is this minimally invasive procedure, such as the FaceTite, the AccuTite, or the BodyTite.
Mm-hmm. And what's the, like, when you say AccuTite, FaceTite, is that something different, or is that the same thing?
It's various names given to the different applicators. So the smallest applicator is called the AccuTite. And that's 6 centimeters long. So then the next largest one is the FaceTite applicator, and that's 10 centimeters. And the largest is the BodyTite, which is 17 centimeters long. And they almost look like kind of chopsticks, in the sense that they require one part of the applicator to be subcutaneous or into the fat or in just beneath the skin. And the external part of the applicator is the outside. So you can imagine almost like a chopstick, that between these two parts of the applicator, that's where the radio frequency is powered through.
Got it. So like looking, because I'm looking at some of the photos, and like some of the photos, you know, they virtually look like, you know, well, to me, I'm like, geez, this is like magic. How can they not be surgery? So if yes. I run through just a couple of sections with you, because I'm going to base it on what I want as well, but I don't have these. So with the face type one, you could, the Accutite face type, you could do like your under eye area, like the bags under the eyes. You could do the nasolabial folds, like, which is,
you can. Yeah. So in my sort of practice, and certainly in my hands, the good areas to treat are probably the lower eyelids. I think the brows can be quite well treated. There's another area just below the lower eyelids, the festoons, which is notoriously difficult to treat. Mm-hmm. And I think they respond really, really well. That's this sort of puffiness just at the upper sort of outer part of the cheeks, Trish.
Yeah.
You just said the nasolabials underneath the neck, and then obviously the jowls, which is a common area in everyone, probably from, you know, 45 onwards.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, the jowls, because that's the one that's the big, well, that's what we've getting a few questions from people saying, where can I go to get my jowls done? So with the jowls, so for example, someone says, okay, I want to go and try this. I want to go and get my jowls and, you know, like my chin area, my jowls and my neck fixed. Like, so they would come in and have a consultation.
Yes.
And then you say, yep, okay, I can do it. And this is what I do. So how would you kind of like where do we start? Like,
okay,
you know, so I want to have my chin done. So
as you've just pointed out, Trish, probably the most important thing is going back to basics in medicine, and that's a full consultation, really trying to understand what is happening with the patient, and then understanding what the patient requires, what their expectations are, any medical problems, anything that will preclude them from getting this treatment or any cosmetic or any medical procedure, and then examining them. And unfortunately, doing all the Zoom consults, you really can't get some of this through, but the examination is probably the most important bit, where you actually feel the skin and how thick is the skin, how heavy is these jowls, or how much fat is underneath the chin. And then once you've laid a snapshot of what's going on with this patient, then you can come up with some options. And you know, starting with a minimally invasive and then going to the most invasive, which be a facelift, lower facelift, neck lift. That's what you present to the patient. And it is a bit of a teamwork and trying to figure out what is the best way. And certainly the face tight can be very, very easily performed and nicely performed, but there are you know, certain aspects of it that, you know, the patients need to understand.
Yeah, and I guess when you say that, you mean like, so for example, the downtime and how long it takes. I guess that's probably what I want to ask you next, is like, is there much downtime? Is it painful? Yeah. Do you have to, you know, go under anesthetic, or what's the procedure like for the patient?
So the great thing about this procedure subset, the body type, the face type, the Accutite, they can all be performed in clinic under very little anesthetic. If you have a very difficult patient, or you may give them a little bit of sedation or some happy gas, but essentially you need to give some anesthetic, and this is subcutaneous anesthetic fluid, and this will reduce the pain, but also it helps the radio frequency to actually work. So with injecting anesthetic fluid under the skin, you can imagine there will be swelling, and the swelling is also associated with the heat that this technology creates to tighten up that tissue. So in my sort of experience, I'd say the swelling can last for about probably 2 weeks. And other associated factors that need to be addressed, certainly with the patients, is there may be the risk of some numbness. And that, again, can take a while to recover. But this is why, you know, certainly a consultation and certainly going through consent forms is extremely important, and having a full disclosure to your patient.
Yeah, of course. And so if it takes 2 weeks, or roughly 2 weeks, and I really appreciate that you've said that long, because you know, I've heard, maybe 5 days a week or whatever. And so it's always good to give that a little bit longer, hey, because then if it's shorter, we're happier. And I am one of those sookie patients. So I'd have to have the whole lot, like, you know, the sedation, the gas and everything. So, you know, the sookie patients, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. But the actual procedure itself then, so say, for example, I am the sookie patient. I want to have, you know, whatever, you know, I want to have numbing cream, I want to have local injection, whatever you have to give me. Pretty much anything, so I don't have to yelp out in pain. How long does the actual procedure itself take for the patient, not counting or any numbing cream or anything like that?
Good question. So once you've done all that anesthetic and you've understood and marked exact, and you know exactly which areas you need to treat. If you were just treating the jowls and the chin and small area, a part of the neck, you're probably looking at a total time of about 25 minutes.
Okay, that's amazing. That's really good. Yeah,
it's not a long time. So if you add all the anesthetic and the photography and the consent form, you're probably looking at about an hour and a half. And also, you also got the recovery and then going through the post-care guide and what to do and whatnot.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. And on that, so with the face type one, someone said to me as well that you can do, because, like, you know, as you get older, well, it's when we get older or lose weight or whatever, the little wobbly skin above the knees is sometimes really hard to get rid of, and that can be done with a face type. Am I right?
Yes, you are. And, you know, I was just thinking about a patient who I saw about 15, 16 years ago, and back in those days, we didn't have this technology, and it was a little bit of Botox and a little bit of fillers back in those days, And she said, look, I'm happy with my face, and, you know, you're doing a lovely job, but look at my knees. And she basically, you know, showed me all the wrinkles above her knees. Mm-hmm. And I thought very long and hard, and did a lot of research in any plastic surgery journals to find a treatment or cure for that. And I didn't basically find anything up until maybe the last 5-10 years, where there's some collagen stimulators, maybe you could do some PRP, and then obviously now you've got the face tight Accutite, which will help to tighten up that skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've often thought, can't you just cut it? Can't you just cut it?
You can, and that's what I thought about doing 15-16 years ago, but you're left with at least one horizontal scar, which is risking a hypertrophic scar or a large broad scar, which I'm sure that she would not be happy with wearing her mini skirts.
Yeah, so
with
exactly.
Accutite, Trish, and the body tight and the face tight, the amazing thing about these applicators, you just need a small, almost like a 1-2 millimeter entry point. So with that tiny hole, you can imagine you're not going to get much of a scar.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah. And talking with scars and post procedure, is there anything that the patient needs to be aware of after the procedure? Like, you obviously got that tiny little scar, which, you know, It's nothing, but is there anything else? Anything else they need to be aware of?
Definitely. So usually with any face procedures, we would institute a rest, your head up, no aspirin, no fish oils, no coffee, and certainly no alcohol, probably about 3-4 days. And we want to reduce that swelling that we know we're going to get. I think the compression garment around the chin and the face, where we're going to do the Accutide face tight, would certainly address some of the swelling and also add some extra comfort to the patient. So that's some of the things that I certainly use with my patients.
Yeah. And would I be right in saying that, you know how we're talking about the jowls before, like, so is that, if the jowls and chin say combined, can that kind of leave a nice jawline as well? Like, is that included in the, like, is that part of something that Accutite does as well?
Definitely. So creating a tight or nice jawline requires, one, a tighter envelope. So you need a tighter skin around the jawbone. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you need to reduce any pockets of fat or excess skin, such as the jowls, overlapping that jawline. So you can imagine if you're tightening up the skin, reducing any overlapping jowls, you're going to define that jawline. So certainly it's going to help. And you can also add other treatments such as the thread loose and fillers to even maximize and optimize the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's about combination therapy, hey?
Exactly.
And the technology that it's or workstation, I guess, that it sits on is the it's the Embrace RF from InNode, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes.
So it's just having rid of it. So it's you can do it under local, non-excisional. So nothing is taken out. It's just the radio frequency that's doing all the work, exactly. Basically.
And it's almost like a non-excisional or non-surgical facelift, and it'll assist with tightening and lifting, which is really quite hard to do any other way apart from doing a facelift and lifting up the deeper layers of the face.
Yeah. All right. And with the body tight, so that's kind of like the same thing, but for the bigger parts of the body.
Exactly. And the body tight applicator is 17 centimeters long, but it also has the ability to work and heat up more tissue between those two ends. So you can go up to about 2 centimeters where that fat between, or the tissue between the two ends get heated up and you tighten up that tissue. So it lends itself to areas such as the axilla, the bra rolls, the upper arms, the inner thighs, and obviously the tummy.
Okay, and this is going to be really bad, but the axilla, like, you mean like the between the arm and the, like, the little bit of fat that comes out there, like the big boob fat, I guess, for want of a better word.
It's almost like an anterior bra roll, and then you get the posterior bra roll. So I've got a patient who loves wearing these off-the-shoulder strappy dresses, and she's also wears a bra, and unfortunately the bra pushes tissue up and out, so it's almost like you've got these protruding areas which are very, very hard to treat, and you know, and the other option is you literally excise this tissue and you get big long scars. So this body tight is excellent for these areas.
Yeah, and look, if you could see me, you'd see me now. I'm touching all these parts, all these little pockets of fat that I can feel on myself. I'm thinking, would it work here? Yeah, would it work here?
I mean, it's almost like squeezing toothpaste out of a toothpaste container.
Yeah,
the tighter your clothes, the tighter your bras, you're gonna push something out. And obviously the muffin top classic, that's another example.
Mm-hmm. And what about, so I know you said it does the thighs, so do you mean like you could even do the inner thighs, or, exactly, or you're talking outer thighs, or both?
You can do basically the important thing about the body tight or the face tight is they're very, very well combined with liposculpture, liposuction. So the problem with liposuction, liposculpture, is that you may get loose skin in a certain subset of patients. And this platform allows you to at least address some of that skin laxity to reduce that.
Okay, so basically I could have liposuction if I wanted to, and then have the body tight to tighten the skin.
Exactly. Or
okay,
if you didn't have any fat, but you just had a little bit of loose skin, which can happen, mm-hmm, this is ideal for that.
I wish that would happen to me. I wish I was that person.
My patient, I've got a patient, a lovely patient on Friday. Her tummy literally has no fat but loose skin. So you get one or the other or both.
Yep, totally. Look, I've been having a look at some photos of people that have been treating with the body tight AccuTight, and I've seen some phenomenal results for guys for the gynecomastia, and I know that you do have a few of these patients.
Yes.
And actually, in fact, with all the patients, what are the patients saying about the results that they're achieving?
I have to say there's a range. Like anything, you get amazing results, and then some patients who are, I can see, 20%, but then they'd hope for more. And then the beauty about this, obviously, you can repeat it, and it's additive, and it's not going to blow the budget, and it's not too hard to recover from. So it's probably something that you could repeat every year. There's not many people that get a facelift every year or a neck lift every year. So this is, ideal technology to sort of almost plan an annual sort of touch up and tightening day.
Okay. And do you reckon if someone wants to do that, do the results kind of stack on top of each other? Like, do you get better and better and better as time goes on?
So.
I mean, of course, we're going to naturally age, and we're still going to get loose skin, but
I'd hope so. I think the technology requires certain anatomical structures to be present and to not fatigue, and if you stimulate collagen and you do other probably ancillary treatments, I think you certainly can expect additive results.
Yeah, awesome. And so, can you tell me, so where can people come to see you to have any of these treatments? I know you have a couple of clinics, is that right?
That's right. I'm basically based in Piemont or in Haymarket, but also in Burwood, and I'm very easily contacted through the internet, and you can certainly find me on Instagram, and there's only one Dr. Young in Sydney.
Yeah, Dr. Young, who treats young and old, or treats old people to make them look young. Whoops.
That's right.
Sorry, I dropped my little thing there. Awesome. Well, look, I've got to say thank you so much. Is there anything that actually I haven't asked that you think might be interesting for people to know as well?
I think the beauty about this technology and certainly cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery is that there's so much research and thought going on into these types of technologies and this technology, and there's so many ways that this will improve in time. So you've alluded to, if you come back next year or the year after, there will be certainly better ways to use the same technology in the future, and there'll be other excellent technologies to combine. So, you know, it's certainly a very, very bright future, I think, in this sort of field of medicine. And, you know, I think it's great for patients and certainly doctors.
I think that's so true. And you know what? And one thing I have to say as well, I really admire the doctors and surgeons like yourself that actually are prepared to try something new because it's going to give a better result to a patient, you know, because it's true. What worked, you know, 5-10 years ago is so different to what works today, you know. Exactly. So you can't
The important thing with doctors and certainly with in our field is to keep up to date, and it's going through research and going to webinars and conferences. If you could go to conferences, you can't go to that now, but really reading research and keeping up to date with technology and the way to treat patients and give the patients the best results that are possible. And also that also the safest. So it's so important.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you 100%. And really, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you've been doing, you know, aesthetic procedures, you know, since what, 1989 or something. So you've definitely would have seen a lot of different things.
It's interesting how it's changed, and everything back then was basically excisional, and we didn't have any Botox. Botox arrived in 1992, and the fillers in the early days was made out of certain chickens, Bristol cones, and it's the world is this industry has obviously evolved significantly, and this In mode and the body tight and the face tight and AccuTight is excellent technology.
No, I totally agree with you. I like which we're not talking about today, but the combination of the Morpheus as well. Like I've just seen some, like I've looked at pictures because I'm a patient person, you know. I've looked at pictures and I thought, what, are you serious? Like some pictures can just blow you away, and you know, definitely some I've seen with this technology have been some of those as well. So it's been good to see.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us today, because I know you could be, you know, at home with family and doing whatever, but you're here talking to me and I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
If you need to talk again, not a problem.
Lovely. Thank you so much. And listeners, look, if you do want to find Dr. Young, you can just check out the website. It's dryoungcosmeticsurgery.com.au. You can find him on Instagram, you can find him on Facebook, or you can also drop us an email and I'll let you know where he is. So thank you so much for joining us again today, Dr. Young.
Pleasure. Good night.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
The Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners. For more information, visit plasticsurgeryhub.com.au or email info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.